Hey guys, this is Matt Powell with Wave Truth. I just wanted to do a quick video. Obviously, yesterday, my friend Ian Fisher, he had put together a video on these people that just hate my guts. And, it occurred to me as I was watching this video last night that, man, these people, it's like their religion. Evolution is their religion. And it blows my mind how stupid it is that any of my sermons on evolution would have gotten any sort of media attention. And that people would say, oh, it's crazy that this young guy doesn't believe in evolution. What's wrong with him? It's so stupid, it's not even funny. At first I thought it was kind of hilarious, but it's just stupid. And I just want to make it very clear that younger people need to stand up for the truth. And they need to, I don't have a huge YouTube, and yet, people will discover this stuff and people will see it. I want to speak to the young men. Look, it's time to stand up. We got to stand up for the truth. And we need to put together videos just exposing evolution. Now, I'm not saying to make a whole ministry out of it, but just make it public that you think it's stupid. Because here's the thing, a couple days ago, I posted a video about Tech Times that exposed evolution. They exposed themselves. The one guy's like, look, I fought against it as hard as I could, and you know what? In the laboratory, it was obvious to me. So you can either side with 2018 American scientists that are honest with their work. Or you can side with somebody like Ernst Haeckel, who said, and I quote, "Spontaneous generation must be true, not because it was proven in a laboratory, but because otherwise it would be necessary to believe in a creator." That's what he said. And this guy's from the 1800s. He was convicted of fraud by his own secular university, and yet his textbooks are still in our schools. It is so pathetic and so retarded that these people just want to hang on to the 1800s and they don't want to let go to their precious evolution religion. And because of that, they attack me. And here's the thing, they don't attack me because it's me. They attack God. The Bible says they set their weapons against the Lord. And so they hate the Lord. And Jesus said in John 15, if the world hate you, don't be surprised. He said they hated me before they hated you. And so, I just want to encourage people to just stand up. There's no way that this should have gotten any media attention. I did not expect this to ever happen. But I just want to make it clear, and you guys can watch this video, and I want you to notice the hatred behind these people. I don't go around hating on people, but these guys, they have such hatred inside of them for the Bible and for the truth that they will just go around and they will bash anybody. It doesn't matter what their age is. And I find it ironic. A lot of these guys are like 20, 30, 40, sometimes even 50 years older than I am. And they can't just grow up and drop evolution. They want to just keep holding on to it because they're like Ernst Haeckel, who said, oh, it must be true, otherwise I'd have to believe in God. Well, I'm sorry, we're debunking your evolutionary theory, whether you like it or not. And the film's going to go viral. This platform, they just gave me a free platform. So, we're going to finish this documentary and we're going to reach the ends of the world with this thing. We're going to try to get the gospel out there to as many people as we can. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You trust Jesus, the Bible says it's a promise, you will be saved. So, in closing, I'd just like to encourage you guys to watch this video. Just keep in mind that there is a bit of profanity. These people cuss and swear like sailors. And it's funny because they're like, oh, this kid's ideologies, they're just insane. And I'm thinking, wow, you're the ones corrupting the minds of the children. You're the ones that are, promoting some pedophile praiser named Richard Dawkins. He's a reprobate. The Bible says God gives these people over to a reprobate mind. So, woe unto them who praise the wicked, So anyways, just notice the hatred in these guys' eyes and just the way they hate when you mess with their religion of evolution.
Oh, it's our good buddy Matt Powell once again coming at us with his 22-year-old ways of wisdom, and he's going to teach us about, atheist losers. He's going to
Oh
tell
my
us what
God.
we are. He's going to tell us who we are. And if you haven't figured out who this guy is yet, he's like the new hot shit.
Today, we're going to go at Matt Powell.
Okay, so now he's calling for a theocracy here in the United States of America that's based on Christianity, the King James version of the Bible.
Matt Powell had diarrhea of the mouth that night.
Matt Powell is a fucking fraud. He's a fraud, and what do frauds do? They say, oh, look at the fraud over there, don't look at the fraud over here. What we are saying is, we are apes. We are evolved apes that evolved from apes. That is microevolution, motherfucker. You idiot. Do you not even fucking understand that?
He recently had a stream with Matt Powell, and for those who are not familiar with Matt Powell, Matt is a 22-year-old pastor up-and-coming who has been on the record several times now. He has a bunch of terrible ideas, from the fact that he's a young Earth creationist, giant Ken Hovind fan, to the fact that he is actually damaging people's lives because his narrative passes down to the children who actually will be listening to this immoral bullcrap and passing it on to their children for years and generations to come.
So Matt Powell just dropped the trailer to his new movie, and with a title like Science, falsely so-called, you know it's gonna be some funny shit, so stay tuned.
You remember Matt Powell? He's the kid preacher, yeah. That guy.
And went on Twitter, went on Reddit. He had 22,000, I think, upvotes on Reddit. And people noticed. Friendly Atheist noticed. A couple of people from other blogs noticed. The Daily, I don't know the name, but they noticed. And of course, Richard Dawkins even noticed and tweeted it out.
What he's getting with, too, he's like a young, I know it's like it's easy just to say he's like a young 20-year-old, 2-year-old kid. The dude was, like, he was homeschooled since he was a child. From what I understand, he grew up in a super ultra-strict conservative household where he was homeschooled and probably basically brainwashed his whole entire life.
AIG is wonderful.
I mean, he's 22 years old. Like, he's a pastor already. And let's not forget, let's point out this really quick just for everybody out there. The reason this got attention is because he's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, fucking white pastor who seems very polite on the outside, but his views are insane.
You don't see it this outright usually, but nowadays, like you said, it's more of a, well, it's a difference between like action and whatever, you know, like it's, I don't see as many stories.
It's okay if they're only styling my hair.
Like, yeah, because yeah. I think most sophisticated theologians at least understand that, like, oh, we are redeemed from the Old Testament, you know, the New Covenant theology, right?
Well, I have recently been exposed to your YouTube channel via Matt Powell searches. So she found us searching Matt Powell because he's gotten big recently.
Well, I'm not going to tell you his full name. I'm not going to tell you how to find his channel because this guy is the leech who lives off of the attention. But to make things consistent, we'll call him That Matt Guy. Not too long ago, That Matt Guy showed up on a show called Skylar Fiction. I'm going to show you what he said, but it occurs to me that watching these people talk can be kind of painful, so you need to hear the words. So if you'd like, instead you can watch me eat this fabulous cupcake while he talks. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm here to talk about my adventures with the young preacher, Matt Powell. Now, I was a young fundamentalist at one time on the very wacko side, and I kind of was drawn to this kid because, well, this is where we're at. Matt Powell, I'm not going to straw man you. I'm not going to make up conversations that never happened and try to pass them off as real. Because I'm just not that kind of guy. So instead, I'm going to use your words because I am that kind of guy. It just got real.
I think the difference between him and Steve Anderson is that in 10 years, this kid's going to come out and introduce us to his boyfriend, Juan. I really believe that. He's just a punk-ass kid, that's all.
We have Matt Powell, who is this preacher who's upcoming, I guess.
I was told to check out a video of a 22-year-old preacher that was apparently ranting against atheism.
Today, we're going to be responding to a 22-year-old pastor named Matt Powell.
He is a very dangerous young man. Her emphasis was very there. He is gaining quite a following here in Michigan because he is charismatic.
This is due to something a guest, Matt Powell, stated during an interview.
Today we're going to be talking with Matt Powell. He's the preacher that kind of made the news lately and whatnot, so...
You don't really have to go back far to find out what kind of a dude Matt Powell is. He's got it on his YouTube page. He's a young man. He's 22 years old.